The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." The Gospel of the Lord. I don't think that there's anyone here that's practicing their faith regularly and with true devotion that has not felt the profound feeling of the redirection that God has had in their life and their path. I guess what I mean by that is that we have many examples today. Moses, Saint Kateri, people who heard the Lord in their life, where he entered their life, and it completely redirected them, basically. One of these particular scenes, and I love the scene of the burning bush with Moses, because what it shows us, again, is what an almighty God really means. An almighty God is somebody that is creator of the universe and has control of nature itself. And so that's the thing that Moses was so dumbfounded by. He was just like, how is this bush burning but not being consumed? Because the very author of life is the one that has command over nature itself. And so he goes to see that miracle, that sight before him. And just like Abraham before him hears God, again, remember at this point, it's always this great reminder every time we hear these particular stories that God is just word for those people at that time. He only hears them in the word. That's why later on, when Jesus Christ comes to us, that's why we hear, "And the Word was made flesh and then dwelt among us." Because for Abraham, for Moses, for the Israelites, they only know God in word at that point. But he does reveal himself, but it's a gradual revelation. And so when he reveals himself to Abraham, what happens to Abraham's life? He is completely redirected to a different path than he was on. What happens to Moses' life? He's completely redirected from the path that he was on. And Saint Kateri is somebody who wants to set her life apart for Christ. So when the norm was people getting married and doing all kinds of different things like that, she literally steps aside and says, "I want to save my virginity." To step aside something that's good, that's given to us, our sexuality by God, she voluntarily does not participate in that, to set herself aside for something that she sees as a greater good, to offer that up so that she can be united to Christ, so that Christ can be her bride. The Israelites are a people set apart. Every one of us who has been redirected are a people set apart. In fact, that's basically the definition that we use for holiness and sanctification, is to set oneself apart for use because of something holy. It's an amazing thing. In fact, some of the prescriptions, even when you read inside of this giant Roman missal here, there's a whole entire instruction section in the very beginning. Even the sacred vessels that we have are set apart for one purpose. They're set apart for the purpose of this chalice was made by an artisan to be used at the holy sacrifice of the Mass to hold the precious blood of Christ. It's set aside for that one purpose. And so we remember, one of my very first favorite readings is 1 Corinthians 6:19. And so we are a temple of the Holy Spirit that is in us. like I said, you've heard me say this before, but I haven't said it in a while. We're like walking, talking tabernacles. So we come here into this church because we're a people set apart, and then we receive our Lord in the Eucharist. So all of these things kind of converge in a couple of things, right? Our tabernacle here, where the consecrated body of Christ is held, what does it say? Et verbum caro factum est, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So that very word that appeared back in the history of the church is made real in Jesus Christ. And then, more importantly, it's made real in all of us. When we receive the Lord, just like that tabernacle holds the Lord, the body and blood of Christ are inside of us. And so to be a walking, talking tabernacle is to can be completely redirected in your life, to spread the faith, to be an evangelist. And that's exactly what happens to Moses. But just like Moses and many of the other prophets, it's just like, you're like, Lord, not me, please. You know, and sometimes we might beg him from that. In fact, almost every prophet's example is of like hearing the call and then like turning around and walking the other direction. And God knows I had some of that own experience in my life. When I thought about priesthood, I'm like, that certainly can't be. You know, like it's just, you know, you're like, no, that can't be right. And then all of a sudden, wonderful people like you walk up to you and say things like, just when you're having that seat, have you ever thought about being a priest? And you're like, oh no, like they're all in on it, Lord. You know, and so, but we have those moments where people notice that you're set aside, but they should notice. You know, that's why I love sacramental things. Those saints medals that you have, your crucifixes, those things that you wear, because without saying a word, you can be checking out at a grocery store and somebody could stand there and they're face to face with Christ or one of his saints. That's an amazing reality. That's why we wear those sacramentals in public, because it's a public witness to what we believe. God bless you all today.